Does Drake have a new lady in his life? We're going to find out coming up in just a second. First, Selena Gomez is begging fans to be kind to one another regardless of the situation. So you'll remember Selena Gomez dropped two songs this week. One, well, my favorite one out of the two was a ballad called Lose You to Love Me. I gave my all and they all know it. You'll turn me down and I'll show and two months to replace us. Clearly about Justin Bieber, right?
Obviously.
So just minutes after Selena Gomez dropped this song at midnight, Justin Bieber's wife, Hailey Bieber, uploaded a photo of a song that she was allegedly listening to called I'll Kill You. And people were insinuating that that was a hit at Selena Gomez because she wrote and released a song about Justin.
Right. Was it not?
About,
do we know?
Was that about?
Yeah.
What?
It was the song I'll Kill You about.
Well, Hailey hasn't come out and said she'd like to kill Selena Gomez. So we have to speculate in this case.
Odd timing.
But Selena's fans went in on Hailey because of it. And they were kind of bullying her online. So Selena Gomez has come out and said, you know what? Leave people alone. This isn't how I do things.
I'm so grateful. However, I do not stand for women tearing women down. And I will never, ever be by that. So please be kind to everyone. It doesn't matter what the situation is. If you're my fans, don't be rude to anybody, please. Don't go off and say things that you just feel in the moment. And just please, for me, know that that's not my heart. And my heart is only to release things that I feel that are me and that I'm proud of. And that's all. That I'll say.
Good for her, right? Mm-hmm. Selena Gomez has been really open about her own struggles sort of with mental health and the pressure of social media as well. So I love that she's sticking by that and speaking out about it. And I actually just learned that Jennifer Garner has banned her teen daughter from using Instagram because she says that the pressure of social media is too much for a 13-year-old. You don't see that happening very much these days.
Like it or not, you got to respect the decision.
That the parents made?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. No,
not I'm thinking, the 13-year-old.
Well, I'm thinking back when I was 13. I didn't respect my parents' decisions at all. All right, so I mentioned that it was Drake's birthday yesterday and that he celebrated with a big party earlier this week at a club in L.A. Adele was there with a ton of other celebrities, including Kylie Jenner, who apparently spent the most time that night right next to Drake and his friends. And an inside source says there was clearly a connection. They were spending so much time talking to each other. They seemed to be enjoying each other's company, joking around, laughing. She seemed really happy, in a great mood, and they seemed really comfortable with each other. And there definitely is an attraction between the two of them is what I'm hearing.
Safe to say that Travis Scott is out of the picture?
Well, yeah. I mentioned that they broke up a couple of weeks ago in the biz. Thanks for listening.
It's final. Well, you know how it is. As they get back together.
Yeah, no, she allegedly had broken up with Travis Scott. Okay. And so I can see this happening, unfortunately. Yeah, because Travis is a rapper.
Yeah,
he's also like a drama student. He's also has this like softer side.
Yeah, he's very
artistic. And that's a lot like Drake, right?
True,
so yeah. I can definitely see him being her type, but I would have preferred Drake with someone like Adele, for instance, not necessarily a Kardashian.
Didn't Drake and Adele, I don't know if they had a thing.
They went on a date.
Yeah, they did. There was a connection there. They're at least friends.
I was hoping.
So close.
Anyway, we'll see if this does turn into something with Drake and Kylie. I think he can do better. I'm just going to say, I think Drake can do better.
And shots fired.
And I don't hate the Kardashians. I don't, but... just my opinion. All right. Are you smarter than Sam? Hopefully. We're going to play coming up in about 6 minutes. Your chance to win tickets to see Barack Obama.